This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pandemic power play.
The authority of the President of the United States having to do with the subject we're talking about is total.
Optimism in the U.S. epicenter.
This week has looked much better than last week.
Death and destruction in the South.
Just got to keep surviving, keep striving, come together.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. 1,000 deaths in the U.S. yesterday blamed on the coronavirus bring the total in this country over 23,000. President Trump, at a virus briefing, showed a campaign-style video to defend his administration's response to the pandemic and insisted he, not governors, will make the call to restart the nation's stalled economy. White House correspondent Paula Reed.
Everything we did was right.
President Trump was adamant that neither he nor his administration did anything wrong in their response to the coronavirus pandemic, and he lashed out at what he called unfair reporting.
And I don't mind being criticized, but not when they're wrong.
The argument is that you bought yourself some time, you didn't use it to prepare hospitals, you didn't use it to ramp up testing.
Boy, it's so disgraceful the way you say that. Let me just... Listen, I just went over it. Nobody thought we should do it. And when I did it, we did a lot. You know you're a fake. Your whole network, the way you cover it, is fake. When somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total.
The president also insisted that he has the authority to lift stay-at-home orders issued by states.
Has any governor agreed that you have the authority to decide when their state...
I haven't asked anybody. Because I don't, you know why? Because I don't have to. Go ahead, please.
But who told you the president has the total authority?
Enough.
Correspondent David Begno is in New York, where more than 10,000 have died, but there are signs of a caseload plateau.
Yesterday, we told you that public health officials in New York City are telling medical providers to only test people who are hospitalized with COVID symptoms because the swabs that they use to perform the tests are running low. We called the only U.S. manufacturer for those swabs Puritan Medical Products.
You have two shifts working 10 hours each. That's 20 hours a day, 6 days a week. Is that enough?
No. You have to respect your employees.
I'm losing control. I'm getting everything done at the wire.
Pat Marmo is struggling to meet the demand. He's a funeral director who owns six funeral homes in New York City.
My phone is ringing probably like twice a minute.
He calls himself one of the last responders.
We're moving an average of anywhere between 30 and 40 cases a day.
In Southern California, CBS's Carter Evans has more on the work being done to test the blood of people who've recovered from the coronavirus.
The Los Angeles County Health Department is now randomly testing 1,000 people for antibodies, which are produced in our blood to fight infections. Dr. Niraj Sood is heading up the study.
That will tell us what does the trajectory of this epidemic look like.
That could determine when it's safe for Americans to return to work, says Stanford University's Dr. Lloyd Miner.
The hope is that the information from the antibody tests and other information will enable policymakers to make informed decisions.
So far, more than 70 companies want to sell antibody test kits with very little FDA oversight. Some are already available online.
Presently, the ones on the market are not very accurate.
That's a huge problem, says CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
But if I do a test and say, hey, you're immune and you're not immune, you can spread it to somebody who may be very vulnerable.
U.S. Customs says it has started to lower the detainee population because of the pandemic. More than 70 detainees in 12 states have tested positive. Advocates for them say they don't have enough protective gear or space to maintain social distancing. Overseas now, China reported more than 100 new virus cases yesterday, the highest number in 6 weeks. Asia correspondent Raimi Innocencio.
An uptick in infection numbers is now being reported across Asia. And now a new worry, viral reactivation. More than 100 people who recovered in South Korea have tested positive again.
In terms of a second surge, are you nervous right now?
I am nervous.
Dr. Jerome Kim is an epidemiologist based in Seoul.
What I hope is that what we see instead are little blips. So it's like putting out a fire. You know that there are going to be embers that are glowing or smoking. You want to stamp those out before the fire starts again.
At least 33 deaths in several southern states are blamed on the tornadoes that roared through Sunday and Monday. Here's CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
The spring storms were unrelenting in their march across the region, literally uprooting some communities here in South Carolina.
All I heard was a crack. The house shook really badly.
10-year-old Charity Woods was trapped by a tree that crashed into her room as she slept. Her father struggled to get her free.
Right through there. I don't understand how we got out of there.
In Georgia, where more than 400 people have died from the coronavirus, tornadoes added to the death toll as they tore across the state, shredding through buildings like Emma and Charles Pritchett's home of several decades.
It's a shamble. We can't even get in the living room.
Amanda Pace says she nearly lost her mom and stepdad. Their mobile home in Chatsworth, Georgia, was destroyed by a tornado Sunday.
I don't know how she made it out. Like I said, God's the only reason that she made it out alive.
In a virtual online event that put Joe Biden side by side with Bernie Sanders, Sanders endorsed the former vice president just days after dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
We've got to make Trump a one-term president, and we need you in the White House. So I will do all that I can to see that that happens.
In votes tallied yesterday, Biden won last week's Wisconsin primary. Voters who went to four polling places in Chicago during last month's Illinois primary are being told they may have been exposed to the coronavirus. A poll worker at one location got sick and later died. Jim Allen of the Board of Elections had wanted the primary delayed.
We predicted that there would be fear among voters, that there would be fear, legitimate concerns among our poll workers.
The mayor of Orange County, Florida, has determined the WWE, the wrestling empire, is an essential business. It means live tapings of WWE shows can resume there on a set that's closed to the public. The WWE says it hopes to provide a diversion for people watching at home. It seems the early grades for online schooling in this pandemic aren't so good.
It's been a month in some places, and teachers are weighing in on learning from home. Education leaders across the country say millions of children are struggling. Miami Public Schools will extend online classes into the summer. Some students will start earlier in the fall. Lessons will be woven into next year's classes for kids in Columbia, Missouri. Researchers tell the Washington Post, whenever schools return, a generation of students will be forced to play catch-up for years to come. Some experts suggest holding back more children. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Census Bureau says it wants to delay deadlines for this year's count of U.S. residents because of the coronavirus pandemic. It proposes moving the deadline from mid-August to the end of October. All field operations are off till at least June 1st. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.